I love technology. Come on. Work. No? Okay. So you can, I'll use the inbuilt mic. It doesn't work. It's my brand new mic. Okay. Maybe it will work later. All right, well, nice to see you all. And let's dive in. So when you're ready, you can close your eyes. Dive into the heart, that's where we're diving into. So literally move away from your head, from your thoughts, into that place, mysterious place in our chest called the heart, that there is a feeling there, especially after having greeted each other, right? I was greeting you and there was smiling faces and a friendly feeling. And if you trace that back into your body, it takes you to that place. It's a nice feeling there, hopefully. And in a very mysterious way, we all share that feeling. That's where we're sinking into together. If you think about it, it's such a miracle that we share friendship. So, so mysterious. So really allow yourself to trace your way from the smiles or the quality of kindness you felt as we entered the meeting. Trace it back to its source and make that our shared gathering spot. That's where we're gathered. And then just don't do anything. Sit with me, with us. And the feeling is that we offer our moment by moment direct experience to the emptiness that is our altar. And we each know that we are partaking in this ritual. Each one of us is offering whatever arises moment by moment. And really, that means simply that we are intimately with whatever arises moment by moment. Not doing anything with our experience, with our thoughts, with the sound of Ellen's voice, with the breath, with the feelings and sensations of the body. Simply allowing them to blossom. To unfold. That's the ritual that we share. No agenda. It's the ritual of no agenda. If the agenda arises as a thought, it's offered into the circle. And maybe we start to touch the openness, the silence, the peace. Not the peace of the body or the mind, they may not be peaceful or silent. They don't need to be. They are welcome. The peace that simply is, that doesn't need to be manufactured, that's the one I'm pointing towards. That peace that it remains imperturbable even when the body is perturbed or the mind agitated. And And don't try to make an object out of that piece that I'm pointing towards because, well, just because. It's a vain effort. I'm speaking of something which cannot be spoken of, truly. And in doing that, I'm misleading us, in a way. I'm suggesting, perhaps, although it's not my deep intention, that this piece is an object of experience, but it isn't. Although we experience it. It's a paradox. Let's not go into that. But what we do touch as an object of experience is the echo of that piece, that invisible piece. The echo comes in many, many forms, such as friendliness, openness, quality of the heart, sometimes it comes in the form of the longing that we feel that draws us to these gatherings. Sometimes we feel it as the spaciousness, the sense of borderlessness, like the sky feeling, I call it. That's almost like a tactile feeling, a feeling of being free of borders. Of being that in which all experience flows as clouds, completely free. Feel that this moment. You are that in which experience is free to unfold completely. No restrictions. Bird song, Ellen's voice, movement of breath, tension behind the forehead, sensations, textures, temperatures, just free. And even that sensation that if you were to read the label not free, constricted, tense, held, that very experience is free to be here. In fact, let's bring our attention more particularly to the body now. And feel your body and say, hi body, you're free. Not the body of memory, don't try not to see your body in your mind's eye, just the raw aliveness of the body. No agenda, therefore, completely open to the feeling sensations of the body right now. And feel that the body is unfolding in this openness that is you so. It doesn't have to conform to any task. It's not the envelope for the separate self in this moment. Free body. Take the leash off, take the corsets off. The armor. And what is the body then, right now? See that it's a sort of dance, a dance of sensations and tensions. Don't feel it has to feel good. To begin with, this body, as we allow it to come out, it often doesn't feel so good because it's been held under strict mandate to be the edges of the separate self, to be the border for me. And that takes a lot of energy to maintain, so you may be aware as you welcome this body in openness. Of areas of holding tension, the shoulders, the jaw, solar plexus, the heart, layer upon layer of complaining body telling you what that was hard work, having to work for that slave master called the separate self. And is it true that I'm free? And you say to the layers of body, yes, it's true. Look, feel. You say to the tension in the forehead, look, feel the space beyond you. Slip into it. You say that to every complaining part of your body. Feel the friendliness that surrounds these layers, these feelings. They're not just sensations, they're emotions. No rush. Rushing is when we're outside the shrine. Here, infinite. Infinite patience. Not even patience, because patience suggests that we're waiting for something to change. But we're not. And by the way, if your body needs to move, if there's a discomfort because of the stillness of the body, you just move the body so that it's not about a Zen sort of mastery of stillness here. It's about kindness. Feel the globality of your body. And feel that it's a mass of vibration. Alive. surrender that mass of vibration to the space beyond it. It's like you're delivering this body of vibration into the greater vibration. And don't feel that you're located in the body. It's so you're that who is perceiving these words is not located in the body. You're just here. And the body, when it's experienced directly, it's not located anywhere either. It's just this aliveness. So you can still be a body, and the body can still be you. But what we get, I was going to say what we get rid of, but it's rather that what we discover was never there. Is the feeling bordered? Of course, as I say that, you may feel, no, I do feel bordered. There is a feeling of border. And then I invite you to shine a light on that feeling of border. Is it not just a lively sensation? As dense as it may be, it's alive. And as inert as it may seem, if you look closely, it's moving. Sometimes it's here and sometimes it's not. Just like everything else that appears on the screen of experience. This body is just pure life. So let's discover more about this body. Feel your arms. Feel your fingers. Tingling of your hands. Don't see, it's very tempting to refer to the memory, the visual, just the raw arms of sensation. Let them flow. Feel the weight of your arms and surrender the weight of your arms. And now the legs, feel where the pelvis sits. On the ground, the cushion, the chair. Don't see your pelvis, just feel the weight, the hips, the thighs, the knees, the calves, the ankles, the feet, the soles, the toes. The words are misleading, they recreate the image. Let them dissolve and leave you just with raw sensation, the legs, dropping the weight of the legs. That means dropping the density of the earth. She is not dense. That means welcoming the aches and pains that seem to be shouting, hold on, don't let go, it's gonna hurt. No, it's not. Don't worry. You have to whisper to the body, no, don't worry, you're not in charge here. You can let go. You can let go of your weight. And if fear comes, fear comes. Fear comes in the form of a layer of feeling, sensation. Feel the top of your head pushing a bit towards the ceiling so that the spine elongates. And at the same time, feel the rivers of your arms and your legs sinking down into the earth. Push a little bit more with the top of your head. Drop your chin a bit so that the back of your neck can lick the space behind. Drop your arms, drop your legs. Feel that the spine is flame of energy, not mechanical. You have to wait. I say these words and then we have to wait. Is it true? Yes. The breath, the face, the mask. Let it come to life. And now the movement wants to come, so let it come slowly. Let the torso circle. Very slow, circle. Smooth and effortless. Don't see it, just raw feeling. The hands touching what they touch, space in the shoulders, space in the spine. To begin with, we tend to move in a mechanical way, but little by little, feel the organic way that the spine can be moved by an invisible current. Now we go the other way. I am the openness in which this flow arises. Now let the currents move the spine in whatever way. Be the openness, discovering moment by moment the textures, the sensations as the spine is undulating. Let the head be free, the arms may be moving a little bit along the edges of the torso, the hands, and now allow the torso, without doing it, to come back to a place of perfect alignment and stillness. Slowly, you're the stillness. The body is dissolving in you, allow it. More. Empty the arms, empty the hips, the shoulders. Let the face melt. Yes. Be the openness, letting the body become more and more vibrating. Fuzzy borders. It's safe, I promise you. I feel the same with my body. It's like, no, I'm staying right here, hiding behind this edge. And then suddenly, there's something about the heart about a sense of unconditional yes saying. And then the body follows. Now slowly we do some circles with the neck and the head, but that's so mechanical to describe it that way. Just see what happens. Nobody doing it. Be the openness, tasting not just the sensation of the movement, but the breath, the sound of Ellen's voice. Tasting every micro sensation, even if it's got a difficult label. Now the other way. It's a prayer for the totality, not for the separate self. Surrender the movement to the totality. Yes, and now don't do it. Allow the head to return. To dissolve, really, to disappear into you. Absorbing the head into you and the whole body. Mixing your invisible substance into the body. And now the torso is turning towards the left, very slow, like a ghost. Don't do it. And the hands are resting one on top of the other, on your lap, on your left leg. And you drop the shoulders through the hands. At the same time, the top of the head is caressing the ceiling. And now feel the whole posture. And you surrender to the openness all around, which you are. Layer after layer, offered to the openness. It's an act of devotion. Now the torso floating towards the right side. Nobody doing it. You're the openness tasting it. And the hands. And the lap, and the shoulders, and the breath. Everything finding its way. Hello, body. Welcoming the difficulty, which is here. I know it's here because it's here for me. In fact, I stretch my leg out. With the difficulty, meaning the layers of resistance or pain or feelings, there's a little bit of extra tenderness, compassion. Almost like a caress to encourage the layer to surface. Safely. Torso comes back to the center. Now we do shoulder circles. Slowly. Slower. Now purify the movement of the mover. No mover. No separate mover. Just movement. Make sure your chin is in the correct alignment. Now the direction changes. Just raw sensation. Yes, and then let the shoulders dissolve. Slowly, delivering everything they've been holding on to. So it may be intense. But don't stop it, allow it, cooperate with it. Hello, layers of tension and holding. Look, you're free. We don't need to analyze you. Sometimes we like to do that, but right now, we just deliver you like a bird in a cage. Delivered back into the open, free space. Let your spine collapse. Rounding your back, rounding your whole back, your lower, middle, upper back, hunching your shoulders, letting your head go even. Long inhale, long exhale. Feel the belly with the breath. Hello, breath. Hello, nostrils, air. And whatever feeling is here in the breath. Now effortlessly, as if completely free of effort, the front of the torso is beginning to rise up from the pubic bone. Very sensual. The belly, the rib cage, the front of the chest, the heart area, it's licking the space in front. Draw your elbows a little bit back. Even putting your hands, resting your hands in the back of the body so that you can draw your elbows towards one another and a little bit of arching between the shoulder blades. Gentle. Your throat is offered. Your legs are surrendered. Long inhale, long out breath. And slowly, slowly, very slowly, you don't do it. You taste the body coming back to the place of perfection. The hands, the torso. The place where body and its habitat of openness come to sort of a perfect balance. The wave and the ocean hovering together. And we're gonna slowly transition to coming up to standing, but don't open your eyes and take your time. Finding the way the body would like to do that. First of all, it might want to stretch a bit before it attempts anything, mind does. So So I don't want to impose what my body wants. My body wants to stretch. And then see what happens. Let the creature come up to standing rather than the tired old middle-aged body. You might want to make a bit of space. Yes, and we are slowly letting the body come to standing. Keep giving the body what it tells you it wants in terms of stretching for a bit. In fact, let the body move. Your eyes are closed. Follow its intelligence, however strange the movements may be that the body a bit of shaking, a bit of stretching, a bit of bending, a bit of curling, a lot of breathing. Feel your feet are allowed to explore the ground. Your legs, feel your legs, what, you know, legs, standing legs with gravity, thighs, pelvis, calves. Let your legs remember what their natural, I don't know the word, what the word I'm looking for is, but you know what I mean. And your fingers and your arms and your whole body. Creature and the earth, she is very happy that the creature is visiting. Feel the feet and the earth and how, I don't know, how they meet. Maybe the legs need to be a bit further apart, the feet, I mean, mine do. And sometimes the bending of the knees allows for some rhythm to arise. Just let the body be free. And if you don't know, well, you do know. Remember when you were a little kid? Remember when hundreds of years ago you were part of a tribe that knew exactly how to move with the earth and the elements? Really feel that lower part of the body, your pelvis, your sexual area, your belly, your hips, they have movement. And then your arms, of course, they have something to say. Let them say. The mind, by the way, is not invited to participate. There's no labeling of movement, no judging. Yes. And then very gently, or not so gently, doesn't matter, just see how the body will come gradually back to stillness. Take your time. Maybe slowing down the movement. Maybe the hands finding a place on the body. You know, we have to trust this body is intelligent. It is intelligence itself. So when it moves, it's given a chance to express something. And if we can listen carefully, often what it is expressing is healing. Doesn't mean it looks healing, but it's a movement, a pathway of movement from density to openness. Even if sometimes it seems to express density and it needs to express density, it's always a movement towards life. Towards life and death, towards the cycles. Anyway, here we are back in the stable. The body's back in the stable. Stable being the borderlessness. Feel your feet. Your legs. Your torso, your arms, your hands, your head, feel the whole body. Let the borders of the body be fuzzy, open borders. Open heart, open borders. Palms, the heart. Open the soles of the feet. Open the mouth, the face, the eyes. Ambassadors of the heart, open. The back body. Also ambassador of the heart. Feel the whole body, even if, as always, it's difficult. There's sadness or pain or tension. Still the heart, still the openness. And still the borderless, invisible. Beyond, all around and permeating. Feel your arms floating up into the space in front. Very slow, smooth. Don't see them, therefore they can be as long as they feel, touching the wall in front. And the right arm floats up to the ceiling. As the head turns towards the left. Left arm is on the horizontal. Feel the whole body, not three directions, just one direction, one non-direction. Slowly it changes, one movement, not three. Right arm down, left arm up, head turning towards the right, but it's just one movement in me. Open left armpit. Ambassador of the heart. Long breaths. Surrender the posture. Right arm floats up to the ceiling as the head travels to the center, and you welcome the burning maybe in the shoulders. palms face one another. And bring your hands together, clasping your fingers, index towards the ceiling. And let the index reach towards the ceiling, but drop your shoulders. Drop your chin a little bit. Relax your ankles. And slowly the torso a little bit towards the left, just a little bit. Don't bring in the mechanical move. And pause here, just empty whatever can be emptied. Don't live in the body, let it live in you. I know it's intense. And now slowly to the right, stay with it. It's okay. Just a little bit to the right and pause, perfect stillness. I don't live in the body is intensely radiating in me. Yes, and back to the center. Unclasping the hands, and as they come down to the right and to the left, little circles at the shoulder. Don't do it. Lots of space in the shoulders. It's as if we were stirring out all that is held in the shoulders as the arms come down, and then let them go. Let them go. Let them go, the shoulders, yes. Now the torso moves into the space in front and down slowly. Arms are hanging. Knees are a little bit bent. As if you were pouring the torso down, the head, the hair, the teeth. Let the head go. Long inhale, long exhale. Knees are as bent as needed, so you're maybe laying your torso on your thighs. Warm hands on your lower back. Massaging, caressing your back, saying it's okay, you can let go, melt, melt. Back of the head, melt. Yes, and now the big beach ball comes under the torso and it's slowly inflating and allowing the torso to curl up without any effort, very slow. Nowhere to go, no reason. Just tasting this lovely, sweet, innocent body, yes. And the head. Hello, body. Keep radiating out. Feel this, our bodies are really ambassadors. At best, for this openness, this invisible. Miracle. And they know something that the mind doesn't know. Very gently, let's come back down to sitting. Take your time. Feel your body, it's here still. There's no need to get rid of our bodies. Just maybe a body, your body is feeling a little bit less defended. And feel I, the sense of me. And perhaps your experience is that a bit like the ocean, at the depth of the ocean, the sense of me is very peaceful, very very still. Both pure stillness at the bottom of the ocean or at the depth of the ocean and vast. And as we travel up towards the surface, we find more activity, and there's no separation, it's all me. More activity, more feelings, more of everything, more of creation. And maybe you can experiment right this moment, sort of the freedom you have to dive deep into yourself and leave the surface, not really bother with the surface, you deep dive into the peace of your essential being. And then at some point you're drawn back up, well, it's fun to be at the surface too. But the most important thing, I think, is that there is no border there. There is no separation. And when you're at the surface as a wave, you encounter lots of other waves, other creatures, beings, places, things. You get my gist. Feel the movement of the breath. Like a wave. Manipulate it, just allowing the in-breath, pause, the out-breath, pause. Intimately one with the flow without pulling the in-breath. Without pushing out the exhale. Feeling that the breath arises from the depth of your being, the depth of the ocean. Form this wave of breath, and so the wave doesn't have to do the breathing. You do, the body mind doesn't have to do the breathing. Just breathing, free of a separate breather. Take your time purifying the breath of the breather. The breather is still here in the forms of tension, grasping, pulling. So it's as if, as we've experienced the breathing, taste the breathing, free of the breather, at the same time we welcome the habit of being the breather. And that's what purifies the breath. Feel your nostrils wide open, channels. And your belly, your abdomen, rising and falling. Naturally, with the movement of the breath. Undefended breathing. Just try. You're like a baby, the body mind, like a baby. Hasn't discovered the dangers. The psychological dangers are still at bay. Everything warm and friendly. Healthy baby, belly. And as I said before, it may not feel that way. That's just a sort of invitation. But the invitation is there to also reveal the unhappy baby. And if the unhappy baby arises in the form of all sorts of layers, it's just to be welcome, to be surrendered into the invisible arms all around. Let's not fool ourselves. There's a lot of unhappy baby going on. Lots of unhappy babies that need to be put back in mama's arms. Don't do anything now, just abiding together. Thank you all. Feel free to unmute yourselves. In this session, we don't do a conversation, but I know it's your first time, and if you want to ask a question, please email if you would like. Okay? Yeah. But feel free to unmute yourselves and say hello and thank you for coming. You obviously can say something, but we don't have time for.
Thanks a lot. This was something very new.
Yes. Where are you, Tattva? You're somewhere in India, aren't you?
I'm in India in Dehradun. There's a place called Dehradun.
I've been to Dehradun years ago.
Yeah. So I'm from Dehradun and it's awfully cold right now.
I can imagine, yes. Well, thank you for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks so much. I'm so intrigued, huh?
Uh-huh.
I think a new dimension will open up, huh?
That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, Ellen. It was really lovely.
Good. Thank you.
Really good.
Bye, Helen.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Hugh.
Bye. Bye. Hi, everybody.
Hi, bye. Yes, exactly. Hi, bye. Just want to linger, don't we? We can. Oh, Jen Marie, hi.
Hi. Thank you. So lovely to be here. Thanks.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, Christina. Be in touch. I'd love to hear how you're doing. Maria Rosa, nice to see you. How's the niece going, Mark? Your baby niece? Is she doing well?
Yep, all good. Yeah, putting on weight.
Good.
Thanks again, Ellen. See you soon. You're welcome.
See you soon. Yeah. Hi, Hilka. Baba.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. And bye, Christine. Bye. Where do you live, Christine?
Watford.
Watford. Okay. Yeah. Wait. Watford is. Where is Watford? I know where.
Right, it's just outside London. It's in Hertfordshire, on the edge of. Yeah.
Okay. You're quite new, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been two or three times before.
Yeah. You came through Rupert, or?
Yeah, through. Well, for many years I sit with Satchinanda. You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is giving online satsang? So the main thing I do several times a week is online satsang when it's offered with him, and also with Rupert. Yeah.
Yes.
But mostly with Satchinanda. But I've recently, come to Rupert as well. It's all good. It's lovely.
It's all good. Exactly.
Beautiful. And I really need something to help me with the body. So this is wonderful.
Yeah. Good. Well, nice to have you with us, Christine. Have a nice day.
I'll be back. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.